All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show at 5:40 a.m. WAUK 101 FM, the Sha. We're on the air. Today is the beginning of WAUK 5:40 a.m. and 101 FM. The Sha, I'm really excited about having this opportunity. Monday through Friday, I'll be on 5 to 6 p.m. So on the line, we have a candidate for mayor, Sheriff Ernell Lucas. And our phone lines, if you've got a question you want to ask candidate Sheriff Ernell Lucas, by all means, 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, Evan, Sheriff Lucas, right now we have this virus is running rampant. The Milwaukee schools has just now shut down the schools again because of the spread of the Omicron virus. And you, the school district is in a position, damned if you do, damned if you don't. People complaining if they shut down the school based on what they're seeing. Where do you fall down on shutting down schools, shutting down businesses? How do you determine what to do with that if you're the mayor?
Well, I think it's important, Earl, that we follow the science. We receive a lot of information daily from the CDC, from the federal government, and from others. That can help us navigate. We shouldn't be getting into all of these different debates. What we ought to be doing is really following the science. And again, if everyone plays their part, we can all help get through this current pandemic. But we've all have got to play our part and listen to the science.
You know, Sheriff Lucas, it is easy to point the finger at the district and say, well, they're causing all kind of harm and pain to families because people can't go to work. But you talked about the science. You talked about, you know, it's a situation where you've got to make a decision, again, based on the science. But the district has to make a decision itself. And it makes the decision, again, based on the science, and yet the fallout that they receive, I believe, is undue, because we're at a point where if we don't get this worked out, Sheriff Lucas, you as the mayor of a city, that, you know, unless people do the right thing, the city can't move forward.
No, and it's some very difficult decisions, I know, that's being made by the administration, and they're trying to work through it. Again, at the end, the goal is to hold accountable for those in decision-making roles for our children, and ensuring that the outcomes is that our kids are growing and developing and reaching their full potential. So again, I know that Dr. Posley and the administration are really juggling with the decisions that they have to make. But I hope that they're making every decision with the goal of doing what's in the best interest of our children.
You know, Sheriff Lucas, many people aren't aware of it, but Milwaukee has one of the youngest African-American populations in the entire country. And when you look at it from that perspective, many of these young people clearly don't work, don't pay taxes, because, again, we have one of the youngest populations. How do we balance what is in the best interest of those young people with the aging population? This is really a point in time, I think, that I've never witnessed, Sheriff Lucas. There's so many things that are happening that, you know, you almost had these tough decisions are going to have to be made.
Well, when you talk about relationships between the generations, Earl, as someone who was raised by a grandmother, you know, I'm so grateful for the lessons that she taught me, the values that she instilled in me. And those are the things that still guide me to this day. It's important that there is generational connections and relationships, and certainly that young people today recognize the sacrifices and the hard work of those that came before us, and how they were even able to navigate the difficult circumstances and situations of their time. So we can learn a lot of lessons from them as we move forward, and again, learn from those lessons from those who have came before us.
You know, I have to ask you this, because this clearly is going to be questions that you are going to be asked about a lot. And that's the fact that you have been in law enforcement for such a long period of time in your life. Could you be slanted in your view of law enforcement to the degree that, you know, you see it through that prism as opposed to being open-minded to all of the other things and issues as people talk about the problems that exist with the resources of this city and overabundance of resources going towards law enforcement and a lack of resources going towards the other things in this community?
Oh, I think this is where my experience working in the private sector helps me and will guide me, Earl. I see things on a much bigger, broader picture. Certainly, my years in law enforcement taught me some very tough lessons, of integrity, of loyalty, and doing the right things. And then certainly at the same time, we've got to look out for the entire community. And as hopefully the next mayor of this city, Earl, we've got to meet all the critical challenges of our day, not just simply the crime problem. We've got to look at the problem of housing. We've got to look at the problem of economic opportunities for everyone. And certainly I think my ability in leadership positions in both law enforcement as well as in baseball will help me meet those challenges.
You know, Sheriff Lucas, people have been waiting a long time. This is, you know, almost it appears as if a once in a lifetime change. People are chomping at the bit. They've been wanting to see a change at City Hall. If you're fortunate enough to become that person and becomes the next mayor of the city of Milwaukee, that change is taking place, and mayors are dealing with tough decisions all across this country. You look over at Chicago and what is happening there. How do you begin to balance, you know, the things going on again, downtown? It's beautiful. The lakefront is beautiful. All of those things have come about, and many in our community say it, they've come about at the expense of, you know, the everyday citizen. There is a major problem that has been and continues to be brewing in this city, Sheriff Lucas, right now with the crazy driving, the stolen cars, you know, that people are really just fed up with. What can you do from the perspective of a mayor to address those issues?
Well, it's going to be key that we bring everybody to the table, Earl. It's just not just one quick fix or solution. We've got to bring the automakers, the insurance industry. We've got to bring certainly our academia, law enforcement, our community, and all of our community-based partners to solving this issue. There are solutions that some other communities are employing right now to address their problems. And we've got to learn from their experiences and adapt them into our own community. I'm confident that we can, given that it is one of the more pressing challenges of our time right now. We've got to put an end to reckless driving, or reckless driving will put an end to us. And I plan to solve it.
You know, from the perspective of a sheriff, you know, and you're looking at all of this, and I know that there's some solutions that are at the level of law enforcement, but there are also some things that are going on where people are saying, well, the answer to this, the solution is not law enforcement, but we've got to do it in a different manner. I need you to hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. On the line, Sheriff Ernell Lucas, candidate for mayor. We'll be right back.